Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin. I need to give a proper hakdama to this daf because there's a lot to understand. Otherwise, you just kind of get lost in the shakla and taria. And so let me try to break down basically what we're going to be trying to do on this daf, and then it'll be a little more smooth when we go through it. So essentially, there was a statement by Yossi ben Yoezer that certain liquids were not tame. They lacked some aspect of tuma. There are two machlokot that center around that statement of Yossi ben Yoezer. Right? One of them is between Rav and Shmuel. So according to Rav, what Yossi ben Yoezer meant was that even the liquids themselves are not considered tame. They cannot contract tuma. According to Shmuel, the liquids themselves can contract tuma. However, they cannot convey tuma to anything else. Machloket number two is between Rav, again, Rav, which makes it a little bit confusing, but Rav and Levi. According to Rav, this statement was made about the liquids of the slaughterhouse, right? The liquids of the slaughterhouse. They are the ones that, according to Yosef ben Yoezer, cannot become tame. Now, those liquids are water and blood, the relevant liquids for the slaughterhouse. According to Levi, the liquids are the liquids that are poured on the mizbeach. So that would be come to include wine and oil, which are liquids relevant to the mizbeach. Now, what makes it additionally confusing is that the slaughterhouse is called the Beit Mitbachia, right? Whereas the mizbeach, right, because Dalet and Zayin are sometimes interchangeable, is called the Bei Midbachia, right? So you basically have two independent machlokot about the same testimony of Yossi ben Yoezer, right? And Rav is in both machlokot, one of them with Shmuel, one of them with Levi. And the machloket between Rav and Levi is centered around whether it's the liquids of the midbachia or mitbachia, which are two very different things with two very different liquids. Now, we mentioned at the very end of yesterday's daf this instance with Chagai. Chagai, just to give a little background, was part of the Anshei Knesset Gedola, and he was questioning the Kohanim who came back for Bayit Sheni to see if they were knowledgeable enough in Hilchot Tuma and Tara to serve in the Beit HaMikdash properly. The question he asked them, which I don't think I made clear enough in the previous shiur, was the following. Let's say you had a person who was holding Kodesh meat, right? And it was in the corner of his garment, right? And the corner of his garment was tame. And then the corner of his garment touched bread, which then touched a cooked dish, which then touched wine, which then touched oil. He asked about the status of that oil. He asked a very difficult question in order to gauge their expertise. They said that it was tahor, right? That oil was tahor, right? And Rav believes that they were mistaken. Really, they should have said it was tame. Right? Shmuel believes that they were correct, that they were actually tahor. There's an additional question asked, which is, okay, now what if any of those things come in direct contact with a tame mate, right? Or if they come in direct contact with a tame mate, and that is a different instance that we will address in the Gemara. Now, according to Rav, it stands to reason that he would believe that they were incorrect, that it should be tame. Why? Because let's follow both of Rav's shitas, right? The liquid that Yossi ben Yoezer spoke about, the liquid in the Beit HaMikdash that Yossi ben Yoezer spoke about, that is not considered tame, is the liquid of the slaughterhouse, and even that liquid itself is not considered tame, right? That's water and blood. But this is talking about, like I mentioned, wine and oil. That was the question of Haggai, right? So according to Rav, there was no decree on wine and oil, which are the liquids of the, or no testimony about water, wine and oil, which are the liquids of the Mizbeach. And therefore, you'd have to assume that, like all other things, they should be tame. Only water and blood of the slaughterhouse would not be tame. However, what remains to be seen is how Shmuel and Levi would respond. Essentially, like this: Shmuel says that that the liquids themselves do become tame, right? They just can't convey tuma. But does Shmuel think, like Rav, that we're talking about the water and the blood that can't become tame? He just disagrees and then says that it's that we're talking about water and blood, but they can become tame. They just can't convey tuma. But then he would look at this case of Haggai and say, "Hey, we're not talking about water and blood, right? We're talking about oil and wine." So, without anything said by Yossi ben Yoezer about oil and wine, right, the liquids of the Mizbeach, we should assume that they can both contract Tumah and convey Tumah. Meaning Shmuel agrees with Rav, we're talking about, the Yossi ben Yoezer was talking about water and blood. Right? Those are the things that he was talking about. He just disagrees and say they can contract Tumah, they just can't convey Tumah. Right? Or does Shmuel agree with Levi that Bichlal Yossi ben Yoezer wasn't talking about water and blood, he was talking about wine and oil, right? And so the question that Haggai posed about wine and oil is directly relevant to this statement of Yossi ben Yoezer, where we have to see the wine and oil as able to contract Tumah but not convey Tumah. That's if Shmuel agrees with Levi. Same question you have to ask on Levi. Does Levi disagree with Rav about the liquids we're talking about, but agree with him that they cannot even contract Tuma, right? In which case, he disagrees with Rav that we're talking about blood and water. We're actually talking about wine and oil. Oh, but I agree with Rav that they can't even themselves contract Tuma, right? In which case, the water and the wine and the oil that Haggai mentioned should not be contracting Tuma. Because on that regard, he agrees with Rav. Or does he disagree with Rav on both counts and holds like Shmuel, and therefore his shita would be that we're talking about wine and oil, which are the liquids of the Mizbeach, and they themselves can contract Tumah, unlike what Rav said, they just can't convey Tumah. Okay, that's essentially what we're trying to clarify on at least the first Amud, is just, is Shmuel's shita, right? How much does he argue on Rav? Right? Does he argue on Rav on both counts or only on one count? And then Levi, does he argue on Rav on both counts or one count? Okay. With that introduction, and it was a long introduction, but it was just absolutely necessary to understand this daf. Gufa. Rav Amar Ishtabish Kani, Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kani. So Rav said, Kohanim made a mistake. They were wrong. And Shmuel said, no, they were right. Rav Amar Ishtabish Kani, Ravi Bekodesh Ba'u Mineh V'Amar Le Tahor. Right? So Rav says they made a mistake, right? Shmuel, because Haggai was asking them about something that was four steps removed, right? Four steps removed, and they called it tahor. But we recognize Revi'i Bekodesh. Revi'i is still a recognized level of tuma. Four steps removed is recognized. It should have been tame, right? Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabesh Kanei Chamish Bekodesh Ba'u Mineh V'Amru Le Tahor. They didn't make a mistake. They weren't asking about Revi'i Bekodesh. They weren't asking about the fourth stage removed from the tuma. They're asking about the fifth, and that's appropriately they said tahor, that because there is no fifth, there's no fifth level of tuma. Bishlama la Rav Heiner Dichtiv Arba. Okay, I understand Rav's shita because four things were mentioned, right? Lechem, Nazid, Yain, Veshemen, right? So we're asking about, you know, about one touch another, touch another, touch another. So it's fourth. It's the fourth thing that coming that would have come in contact with the tuma. Ella l'Shmuel chamisha minale. But why would Shmuel think we're talking about chamisha l'tuma? Miktiv v'naga bekanvo, v'naga bekanvo. It doesn't say v'naga kanvo that the cloak itself, which was tame sheretz, came in contact with the food. Right? It said it touched bekanvo, in the knaf, in the corner, k'tiv, b'mash naga b'kanfo, meaning it touched the thing that was touching the corner of the garment, right? In which case, that you're adding an additional stage, right? Because we're talking about the food that touched the thing that was touching the corner of the beged, as opposed to the corner of the beged itself. That's what it indicated from naga b'kanfo. So we're talking about the fifth stage removed from the tumah. Tashima. Okay, well, maybe we can try to resolve this difficulty. Vayomar Chagai, im yiga tamen nefesh b'chol ele, hitama. And so Chagai says, well, okay, so if a tamen nefesh, someone's tamen mate, touches any one of these things, is it going to become tamen? V'anu akonim v'yomri tamen. And the Kohanim answered, sure, certainly it's going to become tamen. Bishlam el Shmuel, medahacha lo yishtabesh, hatam nami lo yishtabesh. Okay, you know, I understand Shmuel Shita, right? Shmuel is consistent, meaning that he asked them two questions and they're on a roll. They know what they're talking about. You want to check if they know what they're talking about. The second one, they definitely answered correctly. We should assume the first one they answered correctly also. El Rav, Mashnahacha de Ishtabish and Mashnahacha de Lo Ishtabish. But according to Rav, who wants to say that one of them they got right and one of them they got wrong, were they experts in Tumah and Tahara or not? Like, what's the difference? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Bakiin hen betumat medvin, Bakiin hen betumat sheretz. No, the first case is talking about tumat sheretz, right? Whereas sheretz came in contact with the beged and turned the cloak into tumat sheretz, right? And they didn't really know the dinim of tumat sheretz. They only knew the dinim of tumat med. Ravina Amar Hatam Ravi Hachashlishi. So Ravina says that the difference is that when they come in contact with someone who is tamei met, right, they're dealing with a thing that will become shlishi, right? If the there's tumat met, and then a person comes in contact and becomes the sheni, and then it touches the food, and that becomes a shlishi, right? So shlishi, they were holding it. However, ravi'i, which is the case that they were asked, the first question that they were asked, right, that they're not holding it, right? That's like one stage removed from shlishi, and they weren't sure about the dinim of shlishi. Tashma. So let's try to bring another proof. Vayan Chagai veYomer Ken Ha'am Hazeh veChen Hagoy Hazeh Lifanai Neum Hashem veGomer. No, okay. The Gemara stops quoting the pasuk before the relevant word, so I'm going to read the full pasuk inside. This is the full pasuk. Vayan Chagai veYomer Ken Ha'am Hazeh veChen Hagoy Hazeh Lifanai Neum Hashem veChen Kol Maase Yadehem VaAsher Yakrivu Sham Tamehu. So Chagai basically says that everything that the Kohanim are bringing are Tameh. Bishlam al Rav, Hainu Dichtiv, Tameh. Right, and understandable why, you know, Rav believes that they were wrong when they called it Tahor, because really it was Tameh, and that's why Chagai says, what do we do with this nation that they're bringing Tameh things to the Beit HaMikdash? So Rav's Shita makes a lot of sense, because it was really Tameh, and they didn't realize. Ela Shmuel, Amai Tameh. Right, so you know, so according to Shmuel, though, why would Chagai say that what they're bringing is tameh? They were right. It was tahor. It's muhi kamitame. No, it's a rhetorical question, right? Would this kohanim? They asked it like a question, like would the kohanim bring something tameh? Right. So it's like Chagai is like, you know, making this grand expression, like they're really holding in their stuff. Would they bring something tameh? No, of course not. They know what they're talking about. No, v'chein, so too, all of their, everything they're bringing is tameh, that's not the lashon of a rhetorical question. That's not how you pose a rhetorical question. No, this is how Shmuel would understand it, that the actions, the behaviors of the Kohan in the second Beit HaMikdash were pretty awful. They really did a lot of terrible things. And so Chagai prophetically said, you know, that their avoda is tantamount to doing a tameh avoda, because people who are behaving inappropriately outside the Beit HaMikdash who are doing the avoda, right? So that's why he calls it tameh, not because they misassessed the question and thought it was Tahor when it was really Tameh, but because it's like a Tameh avoda, it's like what we're attributing to them. Gufa, Rav, Tani, Mashki, Be, Mitbachia, Velevi, Tana, Mashki, Be, Mitbachia. Okay, so examining something we said earlier, Rav believes that this statement of Yossi ben Yoezer that I mentioned in the Hakdama was talking about the liquids of the Bay Mitbachia, right? The slaughterhouse that's blood and water. The Levi Tana Bay Mashki Bay Mitbachia. Levi thought we were talking about the liquids of the Mizbeach. Those are the liquids that aren't tummy. The Levi Hanicha Isvirale Kishmuel. Right? So according to Levi, his shita works really well if he holds like Shmuel. The Amar, the Chan Milatame Tumat Acherim Aval Tumat Atzmani Yesh Lehem. Right? Because Shmuel says that even though they cannot be Metame other things, they do contract Tumah themselves. Mishkachela Denagi Kulhu Berishon. Right? So then, in the second question Chagai asks, meaning, then I have, you know, then I have a, Levi's Shita works out, because if, in a case where any of these things come in contact with a Rishon Latuma, then those things become Tameh, right? Because the Kohanim said, what did the Kohanim say to the second question? It's Tameh. If they come in contact with anything that is Tameh, that's Tumat Meit, it's Tameh, right? So that works if Levi, who's talking about oil and wine, and Chagai is talking about oil and wine, holds like Shmuel that they themselves become Tameh, right? Because this oil and this wine came in contact with a Rishon Latuma, and therefore they become Tameh. Ela I Savarle Kerav, Damar Dechan Mamash, Heich Mishkachatla, right? But if Levi holds like Rav, who says, if Levi holds like Rav, in so much as they themselves don't even become Tameh, but not like Rav, that they're talking about blood and water, holds like Rav, that what we're talking about of the things that cannot become Tameh is oil and wine, right? But he holds like Rav, that they cannot even become Tameh, then how are these Kohanim correct when they said that the oil and wine would become Tameh if they came in contact with the Tumat, with the Rishon Latuma? They can't become Tameh. They're not allowed to become Tameh because Yosef ben Yoezer says they don't become Tameh, and we're talking about oil and wine. So you can either say, no, Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about blood and water, or you can say that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about they could become Tameh, they just can't convey to Tumah. Now, since Levi doesn't think we're talking about blood and water, he thinks we're talking about oil and wine, he has no choice but to say, like Shmuel, that they themselves can become Tameh, but they cannot be Metameh other things. Like, you have to say that he holds like Shmuel. Ul Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, Hanicha Isavar la ke Rav. Right? So Shmuel Shita works if he holds like Rav, right? That we're talking about blood and water. Detani mashkibe midbachia. We're talking about the liquids of the slaughterhouse. Aval mashkibe midbachia. But if Shmuel were to hold like Levi that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about the liquids of the mizbeach, the oil and wine, achrini nami mitamu. Revi'i hu delo avid chamishi hashlishi avid revi'i. Right, let's walk through that understanding of Shmuel. Because if Shmuel understands like Rav that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about blood and water, that means that the normal laws of Tuma are in effect for the oil and the wine. So where Shmuel says the Kohanim didn't mess up because they were talking about a fourth not making the fifth step removed Tameh, you know, okay, so that makes perfect sense. But that implies that what? That the third could make the fourth Tameh, correct? Meaning it's only a four that can't make a five Tameh. Four stages removed can't make a fifth stage removed Tameh, right? But the third can make the fourth stage removed Tameh. But how could the third make the fourth stage removed Tameh if the third is liquid and the fourth is liquid? Because if you think Yosef ben Yoezer is talking about these liquids, and Shmuel holds that they can become Tameh but they can't convey Tuma, how is wine supposed to make oil Tameh? Right? Wine, which is a liquid that Yosef ben Yoezer was apparently talking about, can't make oil, which is another liquid, Tameh. It can't work that way. Right? Because Yosef ben Yoezer, if he was talking about these liquids, said that they can contract Tuma but not convey Tuma, according to Shmuel. So his Shita only works if you think that the liquids we're talking about are the liquids of the slaughterhouse, of the blood and the water. Because if you think we're talking about the liquids of the if you think we're talking about the liquids that Chagai is talking about, then how does wine make oil Tameh? Eli Sabarla Kelevi, the Tani Mashki Bay Midbachia, my Iria Ravi de Lo Avid Hamishi, a filo Shane Vishlishi Namilo, Shane Shlishi Namilo Avdi, Akurcha, Kerav Zvirle, right? So what's the. If you hold like Levi, like what do you mean a four can't make a fourth stage remove can't make a fifth stage remove tame? The second stage remove can't make the third stage remove tame, right? Because those are two liquids, right? Rather, Shmuel must hold like Rav, that we're talking about blood and water, and these and the normal laws of Tuma apply to the oil and wine. Okay. Tana kavite de Rav, Tana kavite de Levi. Well, there is a braita that it teaches in accordance with the Rav shita, and a braita that teaches in accordance with the Levi shita. Tana kavite de Levi. What's the braita that teaches according to the Levi? Hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim mashki be midbachia shenit amu mibifnim v'otzi'an l'chutz. Okay, so we have blood and wine and oil and water, right? These are all the, you know, liquids found around the mizbeach, right? And they became tamei inside, like by the mizbeach, and then you brought them outside to horin. Right, they're considered tahor. It's support for Levi because he's talking about the all the liquids that you'd find on the mizbeach. Don't be confused by the fact that it writes dam and blood and water here too, because blood and water are also in the mizbeach. Just the wine and the oil were not also in the slaughterhouse. They're all tahor. They can't become tamei. Nitma'u mibechutz. However, if they became tame outside, meaning irrelevant to the mizbeach, the liquids that became tame outside the mizbeach, v'chnisam b'fnim tamein. And then you brought them inside. Well, they're still tame; they don't lose their tame status just because they came tame outside. Eini, is that really true? V'hamar Rav Yeshua ben Levi mashke be midbachia lo amru dachan el b'mkoman. Right, but we said about the liquids of the mizbeach, right, that remain always pure, that's only if they're in their appropriate place. My love, aren't we coming to address that exact case of when they are become tame by the mizbeach, and then you brought them outside, they're no longer in their place, and so they should no longer be considered pure, right? They're only considered pure in their place, right? Lo, lemute nitma v'chutz v'chnesem b'fnim, right? No. What we taught was to talk about a case where they became tame outside and then you brought them inside. That's the case where they're considered tame. That's what we wanted to be might, right? Ha, b'mkoman kamar. Right, but wait a second. You said that they have to be in their place. They're not in their place, so they should be tame, no? Hachi kamar. Lo amru dechan, ela shenit mu b'mkoman. Yeah, what we meant is they're pure if they contract tuma in their place. After that point, you can bring them whenever you want. That's clearly support for Levi, that the liquids of the mizbeach can't become tame while they're in the avoda for the mizbeach. Tana kavete de Rav, a bright in support of Rav. Hadam v'hamayim mashkebe mitbachia. Blood and water, the liquids of the slaughterhouse, shenitma'u, became impure, bein bekelim ben bekarka, tahorin. Whether they became impure in vessels or on the ground, it's tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer bekelim tamei in mekarka tahorin. And Rabbi Shimon says in a kli they become tamei, but on the ground they remain tahor. Amar Rav Papa afilu mandamar tuma mashkin de oraita mashke be mitbachia hilchata gemirila. Even according to the ones who say that the tuma of liquids is de oraita on a Torah level, liquids can contract tuma. It's not just a gzera derabana. That's machloke. But even if you say that it's deoraita, the fact that the liquids of the slaughterhouse do not contract tuma, we know from Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it's no argument about it. I'm really Ravuna Berei de Rav Nata and Lord of Papa Ve'ela Hadama Rabbi Elazar Ein Tuma L'Mashkin Kol Ikar Teida Sharei Heid Yosi Ben Yoezer Ish Tzureda Al-Mashki Be Mitbachia Dechan. When Rabbi Eliezer was arguing his point that there is no din of tuma on mashkim, right, on liquids, right, he said, and know that Yossi ben Yoezer, you know, spoke specifically about the liquids of the slaughterhouse that are pure and they're not they don't contract tuma at all. V'i hilchta gemirila. But if this is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that they don't contract tuma, you can't learn that to other things. Specific dinim that are taught from a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai cannot then serve as a platform for extracting other dinim. Okay, so so Yosef ben Yoezer said that these liquids don't contract tuma at all. So I want to learn from that that liquids are not subject to the laws of tuma. You can't learn principles from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We get Halacha Moshe Mesinai as the exceptions. They're outside the system. I can't now use it to establish a general rule. You can't do that with Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, and similarly, Ravina said to Ravashi, "V'ha Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Tumat Mashkin deoraita." So Rabbi Shimon holds that Tumat Mashkin is deoraita. Netanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrin lekelim tohorin leochlin tmei. Right, that Rabbi Shimon, who holds that liquids are tamei on a deoraita level, as we know from the following, lekelim tmei. Sorry, but we know from the following: Damar Tumat Mashkin Deoraita, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim LeKelim Torin LeOchlin Tmeim. Right, that liquids that are tamei on a Deoraita level cannot convey that tuma. They're just unable to convey that tuma to the vessels inside of them, but they can convey the tuma to the food. Right, that's how we know that he holds that it's Deoraita. V'Hacha Kamar. Right here, Rabbi Shimon says by the liquids in the Beit Hamikdash, he says Rabbi Shimon. Right, if you caught that liquid in a vessel, it would be tame. But if you caught, but if it spilled on the ground, that liquid would be tahor. Right, but if it's a lachol mosh misinai, that liquids are not going to contract tumah the Beit Hamikdash. Then what do I care whether it was in a kli or on the ground? It should be tahor. That's a lachol mosh misinai. So. It must be that it's not. That it's very difficult to suggest as a lachol mosh misinai kasha. Amar Rav Papa had amar bekarka teorin lo shano ela mayim. Right? Yeah, because when he taught that on the ground it's going to be tahor, that it was just only talking about water. Aval dam lo, but blood is not going to be tahor. But v'mayim nami lo amran ela dehave revit dechazil hazbilbe. And the water, which we said was going to be pure, we only said about a ravit of water that can constitute a small mikvah, for purifying machtin with sinorot. But if it wasn't, it didn't have a ravit in it, then it's tamei. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lekol tamei, lememer desava Rabbi Yehuda, tumat mashkin, letame, tumat kelim deoraita. So Yehuda commented on a case of a suffix as to whether or not things came in contact with impure liquids that they're all considered tame. Now, is that to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda believes that the ability of liquids to convey their tuma to other things is deoraita? V'hatnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah kol hakelim sheish lahen achorayim v'toch kagon hakarim v'kastod v'sakin v'martzufin? Nitma tocho, nitma gabo, nitma gabo, lo nitma tocho. Then we learn that any vessel that has, an outside and an inside that's used as a receptacle. So, if the inside is used as a receptacle, that kind of defines its purpose, right? So, for example, cushions, blankets, sacks, and leather cases. So, if the inside becomes tame, which is their primary purpose, and the outside is tame. But if the outside becomes tame, which is not their primary purpose, then the inside is not considered tame. Amma Rav Yehuda, and then Rav Yehuda commented, when they became tame because of liquid. However, if they became tame because of a sheretz, nitmu tocho, nitma gabo, nitma gabo, nitma tocho, then whether they become tame on the inside or the outside, the opposite side is automatically tame. Right? Well, why distinguish between Tumat Sheretz and Tumat Mashkin? If Tumat Mashkin's ability to convey Tuma is Deoraita, just like Sheretz, then you should have the same levels of severity in terms of whether the outside spreads to the inside. Right? So if you want to say that the ability of liquids to convey their tuma is de oraita. Who cares if it's if it becomes tameh by mashkin? Who cares if it becomes tameh by sheretz? Should be the same thing. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Shmuel. Chazav Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda retracted that statement. Ravina Amar leolam lo hadar. Ravina said no. He didn't go back on it. Hab mashkin by machamat yadayim. Hab mashkin by machamat sheretz. Right. But we're talking about two different types of water. Right. One is liquid that became tameh by yadayim, which is exera derabanan. In which case, the water itself is going to be tameh on a status of a derabanan. And so, if it becomes tameh on the outside, it doesn't become tameh on the inside. However, when we said it becomes tameh on the outside, it does become tameh on the inside. It's talking about water that became tameh by a sheretz and then conveys to mana de'oraita level. Ihachi. That's a good case. Since you already taught a qualification for the statement and said, no, we're talking about the difference between mashkin and sheretz. Then you should also further qualify it and say that we're not just talking about water as opposed to sheretz, we're talking about water from yadayim as opposed to water from sheretz. Are you going to qualify the case halfway to leave it, not give me all the relevant details? Rather, I should understand it as we initially thought that Rabbi Yehuda went back on what he initially said. We'll stop here.